Simon Shin Lamed Vov Siv Gimel. Mutar Leilach Agabei Asolvin Beilachem Benivayshim. Persons not growing grasses, whether they are fresh or they're dried out. Gimel Shein Miskaven Litlush. His intent is not to tear out the grass, and it's not a obscuration. Therefore, it's permitted. The halacha brings a smag that, according to his interpretation, to run on high grass, which in the process of running, it definitely will rip out some of the grasses also. That's a certain opinion that says. Aval oichle meginas, one's allowed to eat in his garden, but asurim litul yudeim al asofim. You're not allowed to wash your hands on a shrubbery that's growing. Shemashkim oisim. You're not allowed to water things on Shabbos. That's the issur d'oraisa of planting. Because planting includes anything that helps it grow. And some say it's also because of chayish. Machlekes hamadroi. Aval bishen lechavnim segreisho, even though he just wants to wash his hands, but for mice, it's definitely going to water the plants underneath, the grass underneath. One is allowed to urinate or put some liquid that will not help the plants grow. You're allowed to put those type of liquids in the area of the things that are growing. The Ramah says, he says the proper behavior is not to have a meal in a garden that has things growing on the floor if you can use water in part of your meal. If you have water involved in the meal, it's a good chance that someone's going to spill over and then someone's going to fall into the grass or whatever's going underneath. So therefore, one should not eat meals on the grass in Shabbos.